Won't it be dark soon?
Isn't that an old boot?
An old what?
Where?
By the tree stump.
I'll have a look.
Have you gone out of your mind?
You two wait under that dock.
Sleeping where a great stinking foot's been.
You smell that?
What? The boot?
Oh. Strawberries.
Come on!
He's calling us.
Come on in.
We can't go out in this.
Harry, Yeti.
Run! Oh, the mud!
Line the nettles. I pull it in here. There's a hole in this tree stump.
Oh, get in.
Oh. I wish I knew who wore it.
What difference would that make?
I'd know if he was dirty or not.
Go farther in.
Oh. There might be something in the toe.
Just a hole? I looked.
What if he died of something infectious?
He might be hale and hearty and sitting down to his tea at this minute.
Oh, tea. Where's the candle, Pod?
Here. Oh. Give me a medium-sized lid, Arietti. Now, go careful with the tea.
Well, there's room between the hole in the toe and the tree stump for a storeroom. Pass me the half scissor, Arietti. I'd give this boot a good clean in the morning.
And the hat pins. They can go out in the storeroom too.
What are you doing, Arietti?
I'm going to write my diary.
Oh. What's the proverb for today? Might cheer me up.
As ye sow, so shall ye reap.
No, it didn't.
I was for a minute.
You're inside a sock.
Inside a boot. Where's Arietti?
In between us.
She ain't, Pod. She's gone.
Well, she can't be far.
Arietti!
Stop shouting!
What if something's eaten her?
If it hears you shouting, it'll eat us too.
Oh, why does she do these things?
Oh,
Arietti Clark!
I've got some strawberries for breakfast.
Where have you been?
In the hedge.
We were out of our minds worrying.
I put them on a violet leaf for a plate.
Don't go off without saying where you're going, how long, and what for.
I don't always know what for.
I'll give you what for.
You could have shouted.
No shouting, your pa says.
Danger on all sides.
What danger?
Come out here. Look at that sky. See that bird up above us?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of hanging.
You know what it is?
What?
Sparrowhawk. Oh. It'd dive down and grab you before you could take a breath. Oh. Danger's everywhere. In front and behind, above and below.
Oh, sooner we get out of this old tramp's boot, the better.
This is no tramp's boot. Not a working man's boot, neither.
Well, thank goodness for that.
What's wrong with a working man's boot? Pa's a working man.
It's a question of quality, Arietti.
This is quality, all right. As fine a bit of leather as ever I laid my fingers on. And hand-sewn. A gentleman cares for his boots, you see. Well-greased and dubbined. If it hadn't been, it never stood up to all the wind and rain and sun and frost.
Oh, pass me a strawberry, Arietti.
I say we were lucky to find such a fine boot.
Mm. Apart from the hole in the toe.
I can patch that up with a bit of leather from the tongue.
No, it's not worth a thread, Pod. I mean, it's not like we're going to live in a boot. I mean to say, we've got relations in this field.
Maybe.
We have. Uncle Andreary answered my letter.
Relations or no relations, they're still borrowers. And who ever seen a borrower?
That boy did.
Yeah, only because you went right up to him.
You sort him out, Arietti.
Shameless.
I told you what had happened. I said no good comes from human beings. I said it'd be the end of us.
Oh, Pod, I like it here in this boot.
I'll have no more nonsense from you, Arietti.
You hear that, Arietti?
Not from your mother, neither.
Oh, well,
be no nonsense from me, Pod.
This